Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, not only will you open the door to new understandings, but you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. That way you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now tonight it's my pleasure to welcome back Christine Alexandria. She's a highly sought-after angel intuitive, an award-winning inspirational author, and founder of Angel Chatter. She is the creator of the popular Angel Chatter Oracle card deck. To support empowering angels' messages beyond the deck, Christine developed angelic medallions, an aromatherapy line including candles, sacred misters, roll-ons, as well as a workbook for those wishing to take the angelic knowledge deeper. Christine also has a line of jewelry made in the USA, all born with the intention to inspire and empower the wearer. Incorporated in the line are genuine Swarovski and natural crystals. Christine is the author of Have You Ever Wondered About Angels, which is the recipient of the 2013 Mom's Choice Award for Bedtime Stories. Her latest book, Askformations, is an inspirational gift book that makes affirmations more effective by using powerful questions. Christine is sought after for inspirational speaking, intuitive angelic readings, healing and coaching services. She is certified in a variety of healing modalities, including Reiki, crystal therapy, soul coaching with Denise Lynn, and Archangel Enlightenment Therapy, and many more. For more information, please visit her website on the World Wide Web at angelchatter.com. And you can also find her on Facebook. And Chris, how are you tonight? Seems like I've lost her. Oh, wait a minute. There she is. There you are. I had your mic live, but the studio played a trick on me, probably when I played the intro. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
I'm doing well, too. Christine, how do people find you on Facebook? Because I know that you have a special room on Facebook for people that want to join.
Sure. They can certainly find me by my name, Christine Alexandria. And then we have, we meaning the angels and me, have started a wonderful group called Angel Chatter. And we keep it closed. And we keep it closed so it stays sacred. So if you want to join us in sacred space, please do so, but you must ask to join. If you hit like, you hit the very boring business page. I'm telling you right now, it's boring. I don't do a lot of interaction on that because the group is so active. We currently have, I mean, we're not going bells and whistles, but we have, how many do we have? Now I'm curious. We have 2,457 members, which, you know,
wow.
It's small beans in the scheme of the world, but at the same time, I've never advertised. So it grows very organically, and it's just simply lovely. It's the most amazing, amazing people that are part of this group.
Beautiful. Well, we have 10 callers on the line tonight. Christine, is there anything you'd like to talk about before we start taking calls?
Actually, I do want to correct you. Guess what? My latest book is no longer Askformations. My most recent book, of my most recent now book. It came out in November, so I forget when we last chatted on air. It is called Angel Chatter, Heavenly Guidance for Earthly Practices. And it takes.
I thought you had another one. Yes.
Yeah.
I like that subtitle. That's great.
Thank you. Yeah, I was very, very lucky. I was picked up by Skyhorse Publishing House, and it came out, and it's pretty darn amazing, I must say so myself. I look at it like, wow, I wrote that? Because you just get into that, you do it too, you get into that phase of channeling, because it takes each angel that's in the Oracle deck, so there are 15 angels that I address directly in this new book, and it goes much more in depth, certainly, than a Oracle guidebook can go into. And I am very, very happy with this baby.
I'm going to have to get your bio updated for the next time. So I will make a mental note to ask you to send me information on that book so that I have it correct. What would you like to say about the book?
If you want to know more about the angelic realm and how to work with them in a very mainstream, simple sort of way, because, you know, you and I've talked about this many times, on air, off air. As humans, we love to make things difficult, right? So everything I create is done with the intention of simplicity. So never think just because something is simple, it's not effective. I mean, some of my most favorite food recipes are the ones that have the least amount of ingredients, right? It's just things can stand on their own. And you, instead of getting so wrapped up, am I doing it right? Am I facing the right direction? That's really getting into the overthinking realm. So each angel goes, each chapter has, you know, like Big Mike is the first one. He's the one I always start with because I want people who are on a spiritual path, I want to know I've given them tools so they are better protected. So they know when they're meditating or they're getting intuitive hits, insights, whatever you want to call it, it's the real deal versus those lower energies, as I call them, are sneaking in and spoon feeding you crap. So Michael is always the first one. And then what's really cool, I am very, very blessed in many, many ways, but one of the ways that's about the book, I have in my world a very gifted artist, and she channeled a mandala for each of the angels in the book. So for those that have my Oracle deck, you are very familiar with the sigils, the symbols, sigils, that are on the card. Every mandala has the sigil woven into its design. And sometimes my students go, are you sure that one's in there? I said, uh-huh. So beautifully woven in. Sometimes you really, it takes a little bit of a hide-and-seek game. It's like, okay, it's not where's Waldo, it's where's the sigil, because it's just so beautifully drawn and illustrated. And there's an angel activity within each chapter. It talks about the chakra association. Of course, it does mention affirmations. And it just goes on and on. And the publisher said, can you do the zodiac sign too? Sure, why not? So at the last minute, we threw in a zodiac affiliation for each of the angels. So there's just so much that this book can offer. It's not, it can be a quick read, but you're not going to get as much out of it if you are allowing yourself to immerse into the knowledge, into their humor, into their love within each chapter, and then take it step by step.
Where's the best place for people to find the book? Amazon?
Absolutely. Amazon is a beautiful place to find it. You can also find it off my website. So both places.
Okay, once again, Chris's website is on the World Wide Web, and it is simply angelchatter.com. Well, are you ready to take some calls?
I am indeed, my friend.
Are there any ground rules for the callers?
Just be nice. Be nice. Be nice. And but they're always nice on your show. And be open to Thor, because that's what this year is about. 2018 is the year of love. And this first quarter is so much about loving and honoring you more, because the more we love ourselves, the more we will then allow ourselves to receive what we truly desire. So let's play.
Okay. Our first caller is Anne. We have a couple of Anns tonight. And Anne, you're live.
Hello, Christina. How are you?
I'm very well, Anne. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
How can we help you tonight?
Well, I was going to ask you, what do you see for me for 2018? I mean, something good, positive will happen, or you just mentioned it's a year of love.
It is, but it's most importantly, and it's a very, very important that, you know, I love it that you're the first caller, because, all right, I take it back, David, there are two rules. If I say something and I'm wrong, please correct me, and if you need better clarification, please ask. I know we want to get to as many callers as possible, but we're not going to go too deep. But, and they're very quickly, I'm looking at my cards, and the first card that comes barreling in for you is self-love. Your big gift to yourself this year is honoring and loving yourself more. That is what they want you to do, because if you don't, nothing you desire is going to happen the way you wish it to happen. So you can start this in many, many ways. One is, I call them Calgon moments, doing something, acts of self-love, something for yourself at least once a week that when you're done, you feel better. So it can be a mani-pedi. It can get your hair cut. It can be meditation. It could be going out for a walk without those electronic devices to allow yourself to be present. It can be taking a luxurious bubble bath. Can be a massage. It's something, anything that you do for you, that by honoring you, you are telling the universe, hey, I'm important. I am taking care of me. You have to too. That is what they want you to do this year. And it may sound dull. Like you're not going to be winning the lottery, sorry to say. But this is the biggest gift you can give yourself. It's to honor yourself more.
Okay, I understand.
Okay, good. And that sets the stage truly for the rest of your life.
And but
more
do
than
you see
you
that some, do you see like something good will be happening this year? Because I was trying to do all these things for a while and I didn't see a big shift.
You're not honoring yourself as much as you could. Pull back. You're trying versus being. Are you familiar with affirmations?
Yes, I'm familiar.
Then start using affirmations. Why is it so easy for me to know my next step? Why is it safe for me to be me? Why is it so easy for me to love me? Why is it so easy for my dreams to manifest in this reality? All you have to do is ask the questions, then allow the universe and the angelic realm to show you. It doesn't get any easier, and it doesn't get any more powerful. So, yes,
okay.
Great things can happen if you start taking better care of yourself.
Okay. Thank you, Christina.
You're very welcome, Anne. Good luck.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling, Anne. God bless. Okay, it's taking a minute for the switchboard to work. All right, our next caller is Valerie, and Valerie, you're live.
Hi, hello.
Hi, Valerie.
Hi. I would like you to look at, I applied for a part-time position And do you have any information around that?
In what arena, what field, Valerie?
Medical.
It feels positive. I'm getting that it's going to be actually better than what you're planning at the moment. What kind of position are you applying for?
It's a specialized position.
Okay. Yeah, I can tell you don't want to give me a lot of information, but
right.
it feels – that's all right. That's fine. You can test me. It feels better the more you relax around it. I would suggest you speak with the angel Haniel, H-A-N-I-E-L. I call him the manifester. He helps to create our heaven on earth reality. What I'm seeing is you're going to get a job, but then you're going to be changing jobs within a couple of months or something. I'm just getting quickly down the road. And the next job will be the one you really want because the benefits, I keep hearing benefits, are going to be much better for what you are doing.
Do you see if it's with the pediatric population or with the adults? Because I'm trying to get an idea of which way to go.
Pediatric. I'm asking, so bear with me for a second. I'm getting more with the pediatric, but you please be careful because either one, you are so sensitive. You have a tendency to bring your work home, which is going to make you very tired. So get familiar with cutting your cords. And just like I told Anne, do that self-care because you're going to need to help to rebuild whatever it is you're doing because I see the job being very my brain just left the building, very satisfying, but at the same time, it's going to be somewhat taxing on you and that emotional.
Is that because it's going to be full-time and not part-time?
It's just the nature of the work. I have no idea. You haven't told me what it is, but I'm just getting that you're going to have – I don't want to say have to. That sounds very judgmental. You would be very well advised to make sure you are not spreading yourself too thin once the job starts and you are taking time out for yourself. The more you can do that, the better balance you'll have, and you're really going to enjoy it. It has the potential. I don't see full-time right away.
I don't want full-time. I don't want
I'm not seeing full-time right away by any means, but I am and seeing like 3 to 5 years, it could be full-time if you choose. But now, no, part-time is definitely what you're going to be getting.
Right, and that's the position I applied for was part-time.
Okay, well, then there you go. Anything else? You're very bubbly. I like your energy. You're very bubbly.
Thank you.
Make sure you're drinking enough water.
Yeah, that's what I just started doing.
Oh, good. Well, then there's your confirmation.
Yes.
And
do you think that the people that I would be working with would be like-minded? Because I'd like to have a nice, peaceful environment. I know the work is going to be demanding to a degree, but if the work environment is nice.
On the surface, they're going to be very like-minded. The more you dig deep, they're not so much. So start using the affirmation, why is it so easy for me to have my dream job? The universe, the angels, the masters, everybody who you want to chat with, they know what your perfect job is, what your dream job is. So allow them to work on your behalf to get that job going for you.
Valerie, we're going to need to move on, hon.
Okay, I just wanted to know how soon she saw the job.
Within a couple months. Easy.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. Thank you, David.
You're welcome, Valerie.
You're welcome, Valerie. Take care. Valerie is very enthusiastic, and we have another Anne now. Anne, you're live.
Hello.
Hi, Anne. How
there,
may I help you?
Get you off. I'd like to hear any angel messages about transitioning to a new career.
Yeah, you're ready. What do you want to be getting into?
Well, see, it's still kind of nebulous. It's it's more creative. I don't creative.
Oh, good, because I was getting Gabriel right in front and center. Good.
Oh, something with art, but you know, I naturally work best with people and not computers. So
I see you doing.
Can kind of do a little of each.
I heard an art director. Is there something like it that you would be able to have other people under you as you kind of direct them, but still have a heavy hand in it? I'm also seeing you working, like renting space at an art studio, because this is a part of you that you haven't played with in a very long time.
No, not at all.
So it's time for you, for that side of you, to come out to play. And that's a very big part, is the play. You know, they're reminding me, our eldest is now, oh my God, she's 31. But she would get very, very upset that her art wasn't perfect. And it took many, many times for her to basically get over it. And
right.
Learn the process that we are perfectly imperfect. So anything we create as a human can be improved upon. So you look at the, you create, and then there. I'm also hearing a co-op. So whatever you are, you're going to, I see you switching, but I'm also seeing you working at something more of a grassroots level, and so it's going to be, excuse the pun, very organic in nature. So start putting feelers out, going to art studios, maybe look at meetup groups. Gabriel's tooting his horn again. So this is certainly something that you would be very well advised to pursue.
And all right. So that's now. I mean, I could start doing this now and.
Yeah, because we have a full moon coming up in 2 days, and this moon is like knock your socks off powerful. And I am going to be doing a major ritual myself for a multitude of things, and I would suggest you do the same. Please come join us on Facebook. We'll be talking about it. Well, I'm not sure how much I will be, because I have a whole host of things to be doing the next few days. But there will be talk about moon rituals and moon boxes, and put your crystals out. It's time to manifest. It's time to get rid of, because of the full moon. So it's a great time to clear the decks, clear the clutter, which then signifies you are now making space to allow new to come in.
Yeah, because April is looking very quiet. I work kind of for myself. I work kind of contract and on call.
Okay.
And April, like the first 2 weeks of April, is kind of freaking me out, because I don't have a lot of income. I mean, it's kind of, this is my life that is up and down in income, but.
Well,
I understand
that it may be quiet, but look at it that it's a great time to go within and start creating.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Oh, what is your Facebook page? What's her Facebook page? I don't know if she said that before.
It's Angel.
That's all right.
Angel Chatter is the closed group.
Okay. Great. Thanks so much.
You're very welcome, Anne.
Good night, Anne. Okay, Brittany is our next caller, and Brittany, you're live.
Hello. How are you?
Hi, Brittany.
I'm good. How about you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good. I just wanted to know what you see on my love life. I have two choices at the moment, and I was trying to see what you were picking up.
You are in a quandary, aren't you? They're both, what I'm getting is they're both nice enough, but if you're looking for twin flame love, neither one of them is it. You would be content with both. This may sound like the cheap way out here, but this is what they're telling me. You would be content with both, one more than the other. And I don't know who's the who. I'm seeing them both kind of side by side, whoever is standing on the left. So if you envision the two of them standing side by side, the one as you're looking at them, the one on the left is stepping forward a bit more. I don't know if that helps or not.
You say one of them are stepping forth a little bit more. What do you mean by that?
Well, it just means he's a little bit closer to you. He's a little bit more the same kind of energetic level that you are.
Yeah.
You know, you're not going to do bad by either one of them, but there is somebody much better that would pop in around July, they're saying. So continue to interview, which is dating. Continue to find out, because what it is, Brittany, they're saying you're not really 100% sure what you want. So continue to date and think about the people you are dating, and does this excite me or does this dull me? Does this squelch me? And that's how we told our daughters when they were dating. You know, dating is as much about interviewing a future mate as it is learning about yourself. And it's actually more about learning about yourself. What makes you happy? And the bottom line is both of these people I'm sensing that you would be more or less settling and not really be really excited to see them waking up next to you every morning for the rest of your life.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Good luck. Much love.
Thanks for calling, Brittany.
You're welcome.
Okay, we're moving on to area code 703. What is your name, please? Do you have your microphone muted, area code 703? We can't hear you. Okay. Sorry about that. We tried. I had experience when I tried to screen that caller. There was no response, so maybe they're just listening. Area code 808, what is your name, please?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. My name is Bhavana.
Oh, what am I?
Oh, thank you. And I'm calling because I'm at a crossroads. My cat of 12 years passed away about 2 weeks ago. Around that time, I had to move from a home. I just moved to Kauai about a year ago, Hawaii. And that landlord wanted to convert it into a vacation rental. So I got into this home. I thought everything was going to go well, but it turns out these landlords are very kind of nervous, picky people, and they claim their shy dog won't adjust to me. They're upstairs and downstairs. And after about 2 weeks here, they served me a notice to move out. And I wasn't feeling too great about this place, so I just started looking around last week anyway, and tomorrow I have an appointment to see, a charming little house, and the lady who's showing it, it happens to be a friend of mine, and the landlord lives in the USA, so she's having her manage it. So I'm just simultaneously, because I don't have my cat, I want to take some rest. I thought about traveling home to India. I haven't gone in 7 years, but now I have to look for a place to live yet again, and I just really want to get settled on this island. I do want to see about traveling at some point to give myself a break. My cat would get very upset when I moved. Traveled. So I'm free now, but it's just kind of like putting my life back together, and I'm at this crossroads, and I was just calling to for any guidance that comes through.
Sure. Well, you can't see my face, but when you were talking about where you currently live, I was kind of frowning. And the minute you started, and that's before you told me that they were giving you notice. And then when you, the minute you started talking about the new place, my whole heart just started shining, and I had the Cheshire Cat grin on my face. And then you said the word Charming Cottage. I'm like, yes, this is it. So you're going to be very happy there, and it's going to be very, very quick, a quick move. I still see you. You're going to get into this new place. You're going to get settled. You're going to be, excuse the expression, happy as a pig in mud in this place. And you are going to be so content. And I still see you going to India, making plans perhaps going in May or June this year.
Huh. Well, it's very hot then. It's like 105 degrees.
Well, you didn't ask for that, too. I do see you going home. Maybe you're making the plans in those months, but I already forgot what they said. But I see you traveling there.
Okay, thank you for that vote of confidence. And my boyfriend, who I left before my cat died, I told him he's just hot and cold. He needs to be consistent or I'm going to be alone. I'm only going to build something. He showed up when she got ill because I asked him for support. His tune is completely different. He's totally open. He wants to be in my life. He wants to travel to India if I go. He doesn't care if I don't go or I go without him, but he's just here. And just everything has changed with that and with this house not working out.
And my darling goddess,
that's what I mean about another crossroads.
No. That is exactly the kind of love you deserve. Is one of love is never saying, Bob and I love you if. I love you more if. That is then conditional love, period. We as a society have made love so conditional, we feel compelled to say, that's unconditional love. That's baloney. Love is love. There are no conditions. Everybody, this includes you too, Brittany, if you're still listening, this includes love that makes you. I've been married 32 years. Everybody that took a bet, they've now since lost. And has it always been roses? I would be a liar to say if I was. But I am still head over heels in love with this guy and vice versa. He sent me a text today. I love you madly. You know, so this is the love that you deserve. Love challenges you only in the sense they hold the mirror up and they say, Bhavana, this is the goddess that I see. Do you see her? That's how love will challenge you. They challenge you to be the person they see and love. Not to change you, but to be more comfortable in your power. Your beautiful cat said, you know what? I've kept you company long enough. It's time for me to go so you can do what you now want to do. And
it's very true.
And that's what's happening now.
The closer I got to him, she got sick. It was quick, and it was odd because I put my foot down with him, and I said, this is only how I'll be able to be in a relationship. And he's just come back with all of it. I gave him a week. I didn't say yes after she passed away. I don't know. I'm resting. We show up together on a date. We're matching. We're wearing exactly the same dark red. He's got pink flowers in his hand. He doesn't know I love pink flowers. I mean, he hasn't given me flowers to this date like that since December. And even when I was texting to say, okay, I'm going to give you a chance, he calls me in the middle of writing.
There you go. And my husband and I frequently get dressed the same way. It's pretty scary, actually, and funny at the same time.
Well, if I could say anything to the readers, it's not fun to lose a cat and to have move at around the same time and then have move again. But things can change from sundown to sunup.
It's not an easy time, certainly. But on the other side of the coin, because, you know, we currently have two cats and a dog. I've lost countless cats. I've lost countless dogs, it hurts. It's just like take the heart out of my body and spawn it a few times. It's painful, but it's time for you now.
Right.
And once you get resettled, I do see another lovely pet in your midst.
Well, she may come back. And when you said about the pig in the bud, I had a dream last night that these pigs showed up out of nowhere and were rubbing against my legs.
Oh,
randomly. Thank you. And just, you know, I appreciate your insights. And I wonder if I could go to India in October. It would be much, much cooler. But if
well,
the forces
not?
Are pushing me there, then I might just go sooner. Who knows? I got used
Who
to the
knows?
Heat in Hawaii.
That's right. Aloha.
Thank you.
Thank you for
Aloha
calling, Vavana.
Blessings. Blessings to both
blessings
of you.
Blessings to you,
and
you
all
too,
the
dear. Thank you so much. Okay, we're moving on to area code 805, and you are live. What is your name?
Oh, thank you, David. This is Donna.
Hi, Donna.
Hi, Donna. Hi. Yeah, I have a question. I just went for a job interview. I think I got it. It's a companion for an elderly woman who's 86 that acts and looks like she's 50. It's amazing. And also, I wanted to know about my love life. If now, think, you know, like I'll be meeting someone, I hope.
Yeah, the young woman that you're going to be working with, she's going to be teaching you so much. So you are her
that.
Companion, but she's actually going to be like your teacher. She feels really amazing. I keep seeing Audrey Hepburn. The woman that you're going to be working with. So there's your answer. It's she's got a really funny sense of humor and
yes, she really does. Yes. Great sense of humor.
She's very, very young at heart. She is going to be your teacher. And she, through her, I see you sitting at her feet metaphorically, and she is going to teach you about love and what you deserve.
Aw, nice. Yeah, we really hit it off. Do you see love coming in for me? I'm going to be taking all these classes, acting, hiking, psychology, past life regression, and I wanted to know if I'm going to meet someone because it's been a while for me.
Yeah, no, I do think, have you been listening to the entire show so far?
Yes, I think I missed like 8 minutes of it. Yeah.
All right, that's fine. Well, I didn't want to repeat myself and bore you. 2018 is the year of love. So this first quarter is so focused energetically on loving self more, honoring who we are, not spreading ourselves too thin. This is the pot calling the kettle black here, because I'm notorious for spreading myself too thin. But it's honoring who you are more, recognizing you're tired. It's 9:30. It's okay to go to bed. Who cares if you watch the next episode of whatever? It will wait. What won't wait is your essence. What won't wait, if you're tired and run down, you won't be able to recognize love when it enters because you'll be too exhausted. So it's very important that you continue to honor you, take classes that intrigue, and move forward. Somebody, I'm getting third into fourth quarter of this year, there's a very strong possibility.
Okay. Is that like September or after the summer?
September, October, yeah.
Okay. Oh, good. Excited. Oh, I'm so excited about this job because I really like the woman and I think we're a good match. And yeah, and like you said, I mean, I love being around elderly people. They have so much wisdom and knowledge.
Yeah, she's going to be a very, very big influence on your life.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah, okay. Well, thank you very much. I so appreciate this.
You are so very welcome.
Have a nice evening.
Thanks for calling, Donna.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you, David.
You're welcome. Okay, Deanna, I'm coming to you. She asked to be later in the show. Deanna, you're live.
Hi, can you hear me okay? Because I'm still in the street.
Yes.
Hi, Deanna.
Do you want me to come back to you?
No. It's still going to be a while before I get there, at least 15 minutes. So
okay.
If you want to, if it's
no.
okay.
No, go ahead, honey.
Okay. Hi, Christina. I've
Hi,
spoken
Deanna.
To you for over a year. So I'm really,
you have.
It was really, yeah, about a year ago or so. I was wondering what the angel see for me. Whether
what the
is,
what means?
Oh,
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
A home situation or a work situation?
David, are you understanding her?
No, I'm not.
Deanna,
try it again, Deanna.
I have a really hard time
okay.
understanding
okay.
you.
Do you see a change, a move in my home situation or an improvement in my work situation?
Did you get that, Christine?
I did. I heard it that time.
Okay.
Thank you. Sorry.
That's okay.
I'll mute myself in the meantime.
No, that's okay. So what your home desperately needs, a major space clearing, clutter clearing. Sage will be okay. Palo Santo would be 1,000% better. But what would be best, and this is a product plug, I am so sorry, but it's the best, is the Zachiel candle, because that works with the energy of the violet flame, because I feel you have a very lovely lightness around you, Deanna, but there's a lot of heaviness surrounding you. And I'm seeing you like trying to claw through cobwebs. It's frustrating for you, beyond frustrating, actually. So this is for anybody that wants to do space clearing. You start on the top floor. You start in the far left corner, and you always work counterclockwise. You linger where you feel like lingering, and you can breeze through where you feel like breezing through. What they had me do, and, you know, I use my own products. I'm not just about selling them. I use them because they're so good. It's using the Zadkiel candle, and right now I am working on many things manifesting in the here and now. So in the center of the room, as Zadkiel is clearing the energy, I want Haniel to be lit in the center to put off that manifesting energies. I would also, for you, it could be Haniel, it could also be Shamael, Shamael, because he's the angel of harmony. But I also choose, there's a couple of them that you can choose from. I like to give people choices. Raphael for healing. And then last but not least, Jophiel, who also oversees the solar plexus, but she reminds you, you are your most powerful in joy. So there's quite a few that really step forward. Oh, excuse me, I got the hiccups and burping at the same time. It's not pretty. There's a lot going on for you, but right now the most important thing is to clear the energy around what's bogging you down.
If that doesn't work, Deanna,
reach out to me privately, because I also work with a couple of different healers. There may be something else that space clearing won't necessarily address for you. As far as, is this your own business or?
I'm a contractor. No, I'm a contractor, and work has been down.
It needs to be cleared around that as well. So, and that's where Haniel comes in as well. You've got some nasty stuff coming at you right now. So work with, I'm sorry to say that, and I don't like to be pessimistic by any means, but work with the Zachiel
energy, Palo Santo, if you don't want to get one of my products, that would be the best.
I have both sage and Palo Santo at home. And I just want to tell you, when you see me on Facebook,
don't use the sage, please.
Okay. I just want to tell you, my name on Facebook starts with four letters. P as in potato, I. T as in tomato, I. And then comes the rest of it. PP is the first part of it, just so you know.
Okay.
PITI.
Right. Did I lose you?
It looks like we've lost Deanna.
Yeah.
Oh, no, there you are.
I hear you. No, I hear you, but I didn't hear you then, so yeah. Okay, I'm going to re-listen to the show, and I'll contact you later on tonight on Facebook on your group, Angel Chatter, right?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks,
bless
Deanna.
You. Bless you, David. Thank you. Leave
bless you.
Listen, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Okay, moving on to area code 865. You're live. What is your name, please?
Hi, David. This is Len. How are you?
Hi,
all?
Len.
Hi,
how are you?
Hi. Oh, I'm doing good. Well. Thank you so much. Thank you for taking my call. Thank you.
Welcome.
I have a question about love, Christine or David. If you see a love relationship for me, something serious, long-term type of thing.
I see you, Miss Lovely Lynn. You need to go out and have a lot more fun. You're looking at everything a bit too seriously right now. So love you're attracting is not, let's just say, curling your toes and lighting up the sky.
There's reasons for that, Christine. I know exactly what you're saying. I'm in the process of relocating. And so that's really my focus. I currently live in California, but I'm moving to Tennessee just any minute now. And so,
Where
so I know it's you towards the Knoxville area.
Okay,
like around. I'm sorry. Is it where?
Near Chattanooga.
No, it's closer to, are you familiar with Pigeon Forge or Wood Valley Park?
I don't know Tennessee at all, but
the town
Chattanooga came up. I don't know if there's going to be like a day trip there, a weekend trip there.
Definitely.
There's something in Chattanooga that will kind of get whet your appetite, so to speak. So you go set up your lovely house, which will you'll make a home. I see November-ish. No, by November, you're going to be really going, okay, I'm settled, the job's going great, the house is looking great, you know, I love this, this is really cool, I'm ready.
Awesome.
Yeah, so something around November will start clicking in for you.
Do you feel around what his age? I'm in my 60s, so do you feel that he would be around my age or older or younger, whatever? Do you feel?
You're not a cougar.
No, I'm not.
No, so he's not younger. I'm sorry, how old are you? You said 60?
I'm 62.
Okay. I'm asking. He's I believe. I believe he's around 65, but I forget who said that. Was it Donna that had the really young? I'm getting he is just like you, and he would have to be to match you. He's very young at heart. Kind of not immature, but he can be very silly, which is exactly what you need. he's going to help you loosen up and think about when I started. Just because things are simple doesn't mean they're not effective. You don't have to work hard at it. If it's all serious and furs and diamonds, it gets really to be much of a yawner after a while. You're supposed to kick back, relax, and have fun. So, and that's what this guy's going to be doing for you, is reminding you more of the simple things. Yes, have elegant if you want, but it doesn't have to be always elegant.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It makes absolute sense. Oh,
okay.
Yes.
Oh, good.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, Lynn.
For calling,
Thank
Lynn.
Thank you. Thank you, David. Thank you, Christine.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
God bless.
Have a good evening. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You too. Okay. Area code 856. You're live. What is your name?
Hi. This is Laura. How are you doing tonight?
Good. How are you, Laura?
Oh, Laura.
I'm
okay,
doing good. Yeah. I would just like to know what you're picking up for me about work. I've been looking for a job. I do have a phone interview tomorrow for a contract.
I'm getting all systems go. What do you do?
Well,
besides
I do training and development, and I also do change management. So
do you give speeches?
I do sometimes when I have to do presentations to large classrooms and groups.
Yeah, they would like you to start honing your speeches. I see you speaking more in front of larger groups. You shortchange yourself, darling. You are much better at what you do than you give yourself credit for. So think about it. They're being a little sarcastic. It's getting late. They go, think about that young lady. And, you know, think about your gifts before you have your interview tomorrow and just, like, really sit with them. Put your hands over your heart and go through your gifts one at a time and feel your body owning each one of those gifts as it presents itself to you. Then take care of yourself tonight. Yeah, bubble bath.
So I had a phone interview.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Laura, you're not coming through. Are you muted? Well, that's odd.
I can hear you. Yeah, I'm sorry. Do you know why they passed on me?
Because you're taking yourself too seriously. And, well, it's a mixture of you're getting in that, and I've been there, done that, you're getting in that stage of anxiety. And you're not relaxing as much as you could, not should, as you could within the interviews. So, seriously, take some really deep breaths, sit with your gifts, and begin to shift how you present yourself. What you do is very good, but I'm getting a sense of you're downplaying who you are. You deserve better than what you've been applying for, so to speak.
Yeah, well, I've been doing contract work for so long though that nobody will take a chance on me for a permanent job. So I feel like I can't get those. So I keep going for what I can afford to pay my bills.
Right, right.
I'm in a catch-22 situation.
Well, yes and no. Put it out there if you get a contract, but I see How long do your contracts usually last?
It can go anywhere from three months to a year, depending.
Okay. Yeah, I see. Well, thank you for the confirmation, because what I was seeing, a contract coming up that's supposedly short-term thing, and then it turns into full-time because they're showing me my husband. He started out at his current job, which he is permanent, by the way, as a contractor. And they fell in love with him because of his expertise, and then he has now been full-time with them for almost 2 years now.
Okay. Well, this interview tomorrow is just a stopgap to help me with my finances. It wouldn't be something I would be interested in pursuing long-term.
Go and do this one, but there is something else that will start off as a short-term, which will, within the year, I'm getting every indication that it will then become, you know, full-time opportunity. It will be up to you to decide.
I'll do large presentations to groups probably with that job.
Yeah. So that's why they want you to a little bit of regrouping, so to speak. It's not retreat, but a little bit of regrouping. And remember, what you do is really good, and how you do it is really good. So it's time you own that. And that goes, again, once into the year of love, loving yourself more to go after those jobs that you want. You'll get them much easier as you allow yourself to really own those gifts. Start saying, why is it safe?
I know what you're talking about.
Okay, good.
I do. Yeah, I connect really well when I'm training people in the classrooms.
I connect really
well with them.
And that's where they want you to start focusing on more, because that's where you can have, that's where you start shining.
Okay, very good. That's a really insightful gift there. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling, Laura.
Thanks, David. Have a good night. Both of you, bye.
You too.
As well.
Well, we've come to the end of the hour, and for the callers that remain, thank you for waiting on the line. You can contact Christine at angelchatter.com. And, Christine, thank you so much for joining me tonight.
Oh, my great pleasure, as always.
So once again, we come to a close. Now let's pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience when we let it be. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize. Good night, Christine.
Good night, David.
God bless everyone. Thank you for calling in.